What's up, folks? You're listening to a Four on the Floor edition of On the Rocks. Yes, woo! We did it! Well, I didn't do anything, but they did it! This is a Utah Gymnastics podcast. I am here. The voice you hear is at Who Transfer Man. I am on the fringe of the gym internet, as they say. But right there in the middle of the mix is my co-host. She Fibby, she not she. She loves the math. She's doing math right now as we speak.
Yes.
It is Fibby 1123. What is up, Brittany?
Hello. I am super stoked.
We are so stoked. We're recording this, April 18th. The national semifinals ended just a few hours ago. And we, I'm trying to think of all the feelings, like happy, elated, shocked, really. Just I'm still shook. From what we saw in the semifinals, we did it. This is pretty much an emergency episode because we didn't think we were coming back until after Nationals was over. But, in a year that the Red Rocks, where they consistently surprise me, where they consistently shock me, I don't know why I'm still surprised. the Red Rocks, again, another shocking result where they go and they're on the floor. This is basically this is your best case scenario. This year, coming into, I asked you, what do you want from this team this year? And you're like, if they can make it to four on the floor, you'd be happy. And here we are, Brittany. Utah,
yes.
They not only, here's the shock, like they made four on the floor, which was, a lofty goal, but something, yes. if everything broke right, they could have gotten there. And boy, did everything, not only did it break right, it was just, someone said there was chaos. It was chaos today.
It was so much chaos.
Not at all how we expected it to go down. I think our last episode we talked to them, if Florida has a down meet, if Utah can be consistent and Florida misses, Utah can probably grab that second play spot at the semifinal and get to the four on the floor. Never in our wildest dreams, never would we have predicted that that Oklahoma would go out there and just lay such an egg on their first rotation, put themselves so far behind, put the pressure on, and not be able to even overcome that pressure. And I'm still, again, like I'm shocked. It's hard to find all the right words for it. Take me through the emotions that you were feeling watching the meet tonight.
So I was like kind of like 50-50 on Utah versus Florida. I figured that Oklahoma would definitely be going in. And then as soon as the first Oklahoma gymnast, I think it's Faith Torres, fell, I was like, oh my heck. Like, it's Oklahoma, so I'm sure they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, they have to stick the rest of their vaults now.
Right.
And then the second fall, and then there was a third fall.
Yeah.
And then, like, the, like, major, like, huge step, and I was like...
this the meltdown. It was a meltdown.
It was it was like, what the heck happened? Apparently, what the rumor is that somebody on Oklahoma staff set the vault too low. So, like, I assume somebody is getting, like, fired or something.
Oh, yeah.
So
someone getting, like, that's a huge mistake. And look, blaming an apparatus, that look, I probably wouldn't blame the apparatus unless something really weird happened. And that was really weird.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Four base, or three falls, a fourth, like, really big, deduction.
Yep.
So Oklahoma put themselves, not just behind. Like, Utah put themselves behind in the regional semifinal.
Yeah.
Oklahoma put themselves in a huge – this is akin to – the New England Patriots going 18-1, losing in the Super Bowl. The Warriors with Kate losing a 3-1 lead to the Cavs, right? Like, the huge favorite coming in and starting after the first rotation, Utah on beam. This is like, we didn't get to talk about this last week, but I was worried about Utah starting on beam. You, not so worried.
Mm-hmm.
And you even like tweeted about it today because we'll talk about this a little bit about the Olympic order about. Starting on a strong event because I was like, wow, Utah's going to be ending on bars. I'm sorry, vault and bars. Two weaker events, obviously. Vault was still a little bugaboo there, but they were able to. They were Florida from just a week and a half ago. Like, they got such a big lead. Like, okay, now we can coast. And yeah, there was just no pressure on there. But Oklahoma, like, I'm just such a big hole. Like, never seen a potential favorite like that dig themselves such a big hole.
I've seen like major upsets, but not like Oklahoma scoring whatever it is
47 whatever.
48.325, which is insane. And so it's like
the lowest vault score since 2008.
And like that's like, I mean, that is insane. Because I mean, Oklahoma, like, they're known as being so consistent. They don't have falls. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has the occasional falls, but Oklahoma, like, doesn't fall. They stick their landings. They don't have wobbles. You know, they're so consistent. Mm-hmm. And then just to see them all falling, and they did pretty well on their other two rotations that didn't have the fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had the highest score of the mean on bars with the 49.6625 and 49.575 on.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma had to be confident. Vault's their strongest event. And you know,
I mean, they're all their strongest events. So
that's true. And so, you know, so having that, so, you know, they came back on bars, like, okay, the door is a little bit open. You know, you just have to.
Utah and Florida just have to not fall.
Right.
But there's still a chance.
And Alabama, you know, unfortunately for them, you know, four fall. Another weird, like, you know, just another, like, Alabama, like, the door was open for a little bit, but as soon as they had that second fall, it was like, okay, well, thanks for playing. The lights were just a little too big. But then to get the third and fourth fall after that, it was like, whoa. Yeah. Like,
that was,
you know, it went, like, from being too bad to what is happening?
Like, that was, like, an actual, like, meltdown compared to Oklahoma's, which was a meltdown because their like, equipment sucked, which was their own fault. So, you know, too bad for them. But. Yeah. Like, that was just that was a mental thing.
Yes.
Like they all fell. Like, 4 out of 16 falling is six. Like,
yeah. I mean, everybody had a fall on beam, which is a little weird. But, you know, for Utah, we've seen Jalene, unfortunately, just not be very consistent on beam.
Yeah.
You know, I love her. She's great. You know, I'm very happy for her floor, but her beam this year, just, you know, just too many falls this year. And it's only like 3 or 4 falls, but that's a lot for, you know, for a team that you expect just excellence from. So, I'm sure you saw the part where, like, before Oklahoma came on to beam, they had to like readjust it. Cause they're like, hey, the beam's beam. It was right after Alabama's beam. Right. So the beam's moving.
Yeah.
So go back to, like, resetting the vault real quick though. So they're resetting. They set their vault wrong. I mean, look,
that's what they said. They set the vault table too low, so that's why, you know, they all under rotate.
Uh-huh.
But if it's like just them setting it too low instead of it actually being like equipment malfunction, then like there's nothing they can do about it. If it's an issue with the actual apparatus,
right?
I mean, also still the responsibility of the team to say, hey, that was, you know, this feels weird. And it's something that they would probably recognize, you know,
right? Like, warm-ups. I feel like that's something they, like, how did they get through warm-ups and not notice that, I guess, is my next question, you know?
And, like, the individual gymnast who competed after them, I don't remember who it was, she did her beam just fine.
Her vault.
So it was... Yeah, it was both the vault and the beam for Alabama Oklahoma. So it wasn't an issue of, like, the equipment malfunctioning. It was just, well, for Oklahoma, it was the equipment being too low, and for Alabama, it was a mental flat.
Right. And we have seen this type of, you know, from the Red Rocks. Like, remember, like, we talked about the collegiate quad and all that stuff. Like, all of a sudden, the pressure would just get to them. Very weird, and it was very weird to see Oklahoma, and to be fair, they have not had any practice fighting through anything like this before. You know, after your fourth rotation, they were demoralized. They talked about the coach having to come down midway through after the second fall and come and try to calm the team down. Like, hey, you know,
Yeah.
But yeah, like this is big, but you know, then they came back on Mars, but you know, the second fallen being was really the straw that broke the camel's back. So,
yeah.
So anyway, that's the weirdness of the meat, and that all happened, and that is what it is. But we move on. We move on, and we talk about Utah. Utah really taking advantage. You know, Jaylene had a fallen beam, which you know was kind of didn't matter. Unfortunately, Jaylene's had problems on the beam, but a great beam routine to start for the Red Rocks. Exactly what they needed. Really great. Abby and Miley. It's so funny. Just on her leap series, Miley had a wobble, and I don't know who the gentleman announcer was like, oh, could this be the perfect? Like he's like trying to manifest a 10. I was like, there's a wobble there, sir. Like, like how did
it was
you
like
that?
It was a small wobble, but it was still a wobble. Yeah. We saw it. I do want to say.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, I do want to say one more thing about this meet rather than Utah specifically.
Okay, go ahead.
For those who are wondering, if Oklahoma had done their NQS average on vault, but still counted that fall on beam with the 49.1, they would have beaten Florida by 0.125. They would have had 197.8825.
Yeah, I mean, it was close.
They could have counted a fall and still made it.
Yeah.
However, if they'd done their average on beam and still had that 48.325, they would have only scored at like a 197.875.
Yeah. Counting three falls is hard.
Yeah. So that vault rotation is what got them out. The beam rotation was the nail in the coffin, but they could have been fine they'd have that beam rotation without that ball rotation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know they just couldn't. I mean, there's pressure, right? There's probably more pressure on them at this meet than they've had all year, maybe in 2 years. They just haven't had, you know, they haven't had adversity to fight through. And you know that a credit to them for being that good, but sometimes you need the experience, you need that adversity to know how to calm down. You know, and
I mean, Utah did that at regionals. They had that adversity, and they had to, you know, go against counting a fall in the third spot, and they managed to come out, and they managed to all, you know, hit their vaults, stay clean. You know,
I mean, there's been a couple times this year where the Red Rocks felt like I was like, oh boy, this is not looking good for them, and they fought through. And so credit to the Red Rocks, and you know, it's grit, it's determination, and that's again, you know, the coach at the end of the meet was like, this is character, and she's right, like it's coach speak, but it really is character building, like, hey, you know, this sucks, it was a really, this is an awful time to have it. You do not want to have it at the national semifinals, but those gymnasts who are coming back, those athletes who are coming back, that will, you know, they're going to remember that. And that you got to have disappointment, you know, sometimes you have trials for a reason. So, okay. So we're
back to
the whole meet, you know, back to, I mean, we ended the first rotation. We're like, okay, this is crazy. Utah's going to Florida. I was watching the Florida score. I wasn't watching their routines, but I was like, their scores, like they had a lot of high 9.8s. I was like, there's a lot of 9.9s. Like, Utah can hit some 9.9s here. And, you know, so this is our next big point. We get the floor. Every Red Rock fan, I feel like every Red Rock fan, we all know it. We all feel it. We all see it. We all know that there's something that should be done, and it's not happening. Yeah. And it's very frustrating. We see it when the lineup card is put out. And, you know, we get to that second spot, and you know, it's like, hey, that first pass. That's the thing, is that it's not like different things. It's the first pass. It's the first pass
that
has been
every time
consistently bad throughout the year. And it doesn't we're not seeing any improvement. That's the hard part. It's from January till now.
Like, if you're feeling like the vibes or like actual numbers, everything says no. Ella needs to be in that lineup spot.
And it's I tweeted today, like, I'm not a coach, like I've only been a fan for 4 years now, and it's staring me right in the face, like there is something that should happen here. You know, this is like a pitcher, you know, got lit up for 10 home runs in the second inning.
Yeah.
Like, the manager will come out and pull you. Like, the pitcher's not going to be happy about it, but it has to be done. You like, as a coach, you got to say this is best for the team.
I do not understand why Jaden is still in that lineup. It's like, there's no logic to it.
Right.
Like, I mean, we're past the point where it's like some sort of emotional thing. It's that there's no logic to it. There's like, even if you're like, oh, she's a senior, so she has more experience. Ella has shown that she is just fine. She had, yes, you know, 2.99s in this meet.
In this meet alone. Like,
yes. So like, and she's been doing fine on floor. She's been getting 99s on floor. Like, I think she's only had one routine that was below a 99. So there is no reason. There's no vibes reason. There's no numbers reason. And I don't understand.
Yes, but like, I cannot come up with any. I cannot come up with anything. Like, I get it. Jada is a fifth-year senior, and you know, experience means something. But we have so much evidence. We have so much evidence.
A coach that can't, like.
Mm-hmm.
I have been talking great things about Carly all season, but a coach that can't, like, decide, no, this is not working, we need to do this. Like, this is a huge issue for me.
And
like,
the ironic thing is, it hasn't hurt them. Jaden's the rest of the team has been so good that
Man,
you're playing with fire. Like, the ends should not justify the means. Like, yes, the Red Rocks are getting by, but that's in spite of this coaching decision.
I mean, when you get to the four on the floor, it's going to come down to tens of points.
Yeah.
It could come down to, you know, Jaden's 985 versus Ella's 9925.
And it's not fair to the gymnasts that come. You know, it's not fair to Abby. It's not fair to Grace. It's not fair to Miley.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylene. The gymnasts are coming after Jay because, like, it puts him in a bad spot. You know, you go out there and, you know, I don't know how you're watching. I don't know how everybody else is watching floor, but I watched that first pass going, okay, like, this is it. You know, like, you have to hit it. And when she hits it, it's great, but it's also like, I never get done watching a Jaden Rucker a floor routine going, oh, excellent. Yes, they're 995 or, you know, 99 plus.
Yeah.
That's going to, you know, now we can just build from here, you know. It's always okay, you know, 985 or something that's in the area. I'm like, okay, well, that's not awful, but it really it doesn't feel like she's helped the team at all on the floor very much this year. Yeah. Maybe one time.
Another issue is that Grace has had a couple of routines this year where she did not do very well on her last tumbling pass.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, we'd have to have like a low 9.9 or a low 9.0 or a high 8 from Grace on top of the fall from Jaden, it would be a huge issue.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're leaving. Something about half a tenth of points on the board. Yeah. A full point. Yeah.
It's almost a full point off the board just from that. I mean, at this point in the season, they're like, it's a coaching issue. Yeah. This isn't like, it's a major coaching issue.
I can't understand. It's one of those, like, this is the joke where, like, oh, Jaden Rucker has some dirt on Carly. We're at that point.
I think Carly is a fantastic coach, but, like, if this is a thing that continues, like, I'm, like, really,
it's baffling,
concerned.
Mind-boggling. Yeah, like,
about her ability to make a similar decision in the future.
I want to call it Dime Store Cow. Go ahead, sorry.
She needs to be a jerk sometimes and say, no, I'm sorry, you're out. And you have to go cry about it, but this is for the better of the team.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's able to do that. I've been talking to some people who know her personally, and that seems to be that she was, like, too nice. She doesn't really have the ability yet to be able to do that and be mean and be the jerk. So, I mean,
I kind of wish.
She's going to have to get used to.
If that's the case, I kind of wish that, I don't want to. You know, if you're an athlete, high-level athlete like Jaden Rucker, but even at some point, Jaden's got to be like, you know, I'm not the best person for this team right now.
Yeah.
I should not be
understand.
Right.
I can understand wanting to compete and thinking you're going to do well, but, like, if I was in that position, I would have, like, in the beginning of March, I would have said no.
Yeah. You have to know your own body. You have to know the situation. Looking at Jaden's score, like, so I thought there was more falls in this. I guess she's only, In January she had the two falls in a row that were like 9-1 and 9-0-2, right?
Yeah. She's had a lot of like 9-8s that low 9-8s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like that's true.
Like they should have been lower, but
because of scoring. Like,
she's hit her routine less than half the time, which like for a top four team, a team going to four on the floor, that is not a thing that can happen. And it's a thing that is happening. And I keep saying that. It's baffling. I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm mad about it.
Yeah. Like you and I are talking over each other because we're so emotionally charged. Like, we don't ever talk over each other, but we're so emotionally charged about this topic.
My husband spent two entire rotations complaining about it after it happened.
He's well within his right. We're like, and
he ranted for like an hour.
I don't like putting her name on Twitter because I'm sure she searches it and she's got to know. And
if she doesn't know what people think, if she doesn't recognize it, like that's a whole different.
Yeah,
her fans who have been fans for like decades, people like know, we recognize. And so if she's going and it's like it's going to make her feel bad because people are saying that it's bad that she's falling, like that's on her. So either she needs to not watch social media, or she needs like a come to Jesus moment where she's like, wait a second, fine, they're honest,
just they're not real. Fall like you had a lot of chat. Like, look, if I mess up something over and over again at my job, I try to fix it after and like, I know this is like my job versus what she's doing is completely different because of the margins, but look, if you're a high level gymnast like she is, you know, I think that's a fair comparison that you should be able to figure out what's going on, fix it. I just don't know what is that. And you know, we have one day, day to figure it out. One day, like, because here's the thing, now that Oklahoma's out, like the Red Rocks should still be underdogs going into the national final, but Oklahoma is not there. It could be any. This is truly anyone's meet. This isn't like Oklahoma needs to mess up in the final. They've already messed up. They're gone. Like what you need, step one of what you needed to happen has happened, and so now you're going against LSU, Cal, and Florida, where
they need to take advantage of it.
Yeah, we've seen it. So. We've seen inconsistencies from all four of these teams throughout the year.
So. And I could understand doing it if they didn't have somebody else to put in that spot.
Yeah, she's sitting there on the bench.
If it's like with Jaylene on Beam, like she, you know, they don't really have anyone who can get a higher score. Or if it's Jaden on Vault, they have Jaylene, but she has a lower
end. Oh, it's like Alani on bars, right? Like
Alani on bars. Yeah,
like the depth is kind of
inconsistent. Yeah, it's inconsistent, but at the same time, it's like there's not necessarily a significantly better option. Like,
Utah is so strong on floor that they have someone on bench who is just more consistent. Yeah, has a higher ceiling. Like it's baffling is the right word. Because it's not one of the things that like, okay, like we would like to have a better anchor on Beam, but we just there's not anybody right now that we can trust. So, it's crazy because Florida just has Ella right there. Ella, who, just was so good when she came in mid season. You know, she started with a 9.925. She's at a 9.95. She's so consistently up there. Her lower score is a 9.875. So, yeah, I mean, that's our rant. we all want Ella in there. I made a kind of a joke tweet to Trent Wood today because he tweeted something like Ella's Derbez has been really good. And I was like, boy, it's just such a shame that that there's no other event that they can put her on, tongue in cheek. And I know he can't say anything. It's frustrating that Carly does not listen to On the Rocks as religiously as Tom did. So, all right. So,
Ella, the entire gymternet, is like quote tweeting and like messaging and talking and just saying things everywhere. Everyone is saying it.
I want to call out, they, they were talking about at Dime Store Cowboy with an I. It was like, look at all those four scores. Like, it's the most logical thing to do, in my opinion. And look, man, I'm going to say it's Ray. So, look, man, I agree with you. We've been saying on this podcast for months. It's the most logical thing to do. That's the thing, is that it's so illogical that it keeps happening. Like, it happened at the at regional semifinals, regional final, Pac-12 championship was the only time it, like, quote unquote, worked out. But the team was so strong anyway, it didn't even count her score. That's what she did in 9-9. Like, she's, I have no answer. I don't know. It's going to be frustrating, and I'm scared that Saturday afternoon is going to come around.
It's going to make the difference.
We're going to be frustrated again. So,
and it's going to be the difference between.
It could very well be. Yeah. Like, this is, you're playing with, not only are you playing with matches, you're playing with matches at a gas station.
Yeah.
Like this could very well implode. Like, this is such a weird thing. Like, the Red Rocks are so much close. That's the problem, is that the Red Rocks are just a lot closer to winning a natty than I think any of us thought at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so now this is the time to come, like, no, you bring your best. Bring your best.
Yeah.
Because there is no tomorrow for some of these gymnasts. This is your best. This is probably their best chance they've had at winning a national title in 4 years.
Yeah.
At least the four years I've watched. So,
I mean, since KJ Kindler started working at Oklahoma, you know, that's the best chance anybody has, because they're not there.
Yeah, they're not there. And so, like, the door's open. You know, like, you know, the juggernaut is not there. And so, you know, like, I don't know if it's cute. I don't know what it is. Like, this would make a great movie if Jaden Rucker, like, hit a 10 on the floor. But I, like, my stress
this
level.
This is real life, not a movie. So
the stress level is oh man. Okay, so you know, so we today at the national semifinals, you know, Utah's Red Rocks, some bars and vault, nothing to write home about. But again, they were so far in the lead. I wonder if it was more. I think they even said on the broadcast, "Just be good enough."
Yeah,
you know, you don't need to really, you know, fight for everything. Go out there, take those steps. Take a step. Take, someone took a big step. Like, Cammy Winger, I think, took a big step today.
Ashley Glynn.
Yes, Ashley Glynn took that big step, but that's fine. You know,
that's
the 9-8 was not going to be dramatically a difference maker. As we saw Oklahoma get. So take those big steps. Same thing on bars. Like, even Miley was a little bit off on her landing, but again, it was just go out there, get through this and go to Saturday.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, for vault, what they did today is not going to be good enough.
No, it's not. No, yeah.
Saturday. Right. They need to get, you know, where they were during the regional finals, or, you know, where they were for Pac-12 championships. Yeah. They need to get a couple more 10s. Like, a 49.2 is not what they need to do.
Right. I wonder, and again, I think it's, do you think it's because they pulled back, or do you think it's just because they're not very good on vault?
I think it's a combination of both.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, the stepping back, like, under rotation instead of over rotation, which is what
Emily did,
and what I think, no, Jaden had the under rotation. That wasn't from trying to, you know, just take a step and go. It was from trying to stick and under rotating. So, like, they need to do, like, 2 or 3 tens better. If they'd, you know, done their vault that they've done before, they would have finished in first place out of both regionals. Right now, they're just second, and it's a close second.
Yeah. So, look, it comes out to one meet. Like, all you have to do, all you can do when you get out there is go and do it. Bars again. It's hard for me to, like, judge, because again, they were so far ahead. You know, you set in cruise. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to, you know, make too many mistakes that all of a sudden you leave the door open for Oklahoma, because Oklahoma, you know, had a very good floor routine too. So So again, I don't know. It's hard for me to, like, to watch them. Like, I don't know what, but, you know, we've seen so many vaults this year that have just been bleh. for for the Red Rocks. I was like, okay, so
yeah,
I think you're right. It's a combination, like, you know, the vault that we saw today, the bar. I think the bars, they have a little more to give on the bars. I want to say the bars were really just, you know, make sure to get through it.
Grace and Miley both need to do a little bit better than they did.
Yes.
They needed to stick those landings.
Mm-hmm. So
on beam, I obviously they did great. I think some of the scoring was very generous for like the whole thing. So like they need to do exactly what they did, but maybe a little bit better. No wobbles from Miley or Abby, you know? And also Jaylene needs to not fall.
Not fall. I mean, that's she's had a few this year. Grace missing her wolf turns. That was interesting.
I've noticed she's been a little wobbly on her wolf turns in the last couple of meets. And I think, I don't know if it's just nerves, because she's just fine when she's doing it, you know, at the Olympics.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Jaylene missed her wolf turn too. I mean, not to pile on Jaylene here. Because number one, her floor, just another amazing floor from Jaylene. Just ever since she's back to Bohemian Drums, I don't think she's, I mean, it feels like she gets, she's a walking 995, it feels like, on floor, so.
Yeah,
I mistakenly I saw so many 995s in this night session. I was like, oh my god, we're gonna have 10 floor champion national champions, but I didn't realize that we had a 996 at in the earlier session. So,
like that one person who got to the 9965. I think they saved that one for like the one person they think should win, and then everybody else could just come up in second.
Yeah, and I mean, it feels like that. It definitely feels like that, right? Like it felt like there was a lot of nine nine fives in this afternoon session or evening session, excuse me. Okay,
and so there were not a lot in the early session, which is funny, but whatever.
I wanted to commend you because, you know, look, obviously I love Fantasy Gym, shows up on my timeline a lot. They put out some things like, they're like, oh, it looks like Florida's going to get the Olympic rotation. And I was like,
yeah.
And number one, look, hey, I don't know. Like, I had no clue. But I want, you know, the thing is that, you know, it's good to tweet with purpose. You shouldn't just tweet things out. Because like,
well, they did have logic to what they tweeted. It's because that's what happened.
Right. But they should have maybe explained themselves. Because I was like, so how do you know this? Like, why? You're just kind of saying it. And you came in and was like, well, this is, you know, and then. I like having evidence or something.
Yeah.
A little sustenance to the tweet, like show your work type stuff. So,
yeah. Well, I had my work saved from when I looked at this before. Yeah. So,
but, you know, Utah gets the, you know, the first time in 4 years, the 4 years I've watched. So, in my entire Red Rock fandom, at the four on the floor, Utah's going to have the Olympic rotation. Yep. So, very exciting.
Again,
the door is open. Like, Oklahoma out. You get the Olympic rotation. Like, things are falling into place.
Yes.
And you guys also, you talked about LSU starting on their best event and actually ending on their least best event.
One of their worst events.
Because, like, I forgot that I talked to you about this last week about, you know, Utah starting on beam made me a little nervous because I'm like, okay, you know, your first two rotations done, but you have a good counterpoint to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we looked at the regional final where Utah had their worst event in bars, but everybody else had bad bars too, and bars was being entirely scored, so you could say that, you know, that's their worst event, but it was less of a disadvantage to them because everybody was being scored tough like that.
Right.
If you have your worst event and the score is being really generous, and you know, normally when you would get like a 9.8, suddenly you're getting a 9.9, that's really helpful to you because you're going to get a 9.9 on your good event anyway. So you want to have the scores boost on on your bad events. So I think like the general consensus is opposite of that you want to have just a start on your worst event or end on your best event, but like I don't think that's necessarily the case. In some cases it is, but it's not like not the always. Golden rule right. Always the case.
Yeah, and so and like that's why I was a little scared because I was like, wow, it means I'm you know, vault third wasn't what bothered me, but it was like the combination of vault and then bars, which has been inconsistent for the Red Rocks this year.
Yeah.
But you know, I again never did I think that, you know, I thought Oklahoma would have a pretty good lead and the Red Rocks would have a good, you know, the second place because they did beam and floor. And, you know, what they did on beam and floor is what I expected. But then, you know, like they would have to fight with vault and bars. And it just, you know, that didn't manifest today. But, you know, so now Olympic rotation, like, you know, I think everybody's just more comfortable with Olympic rotation.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. All the home teams, that's what the way you do. That's why it's called Olympic rotation. But now, yeah, the Red Rocks are starting on probably their weakest event, the vault.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an uphill battle after that. Do you think the comfortability will kind of mitigate that?
I mean, I think once you get to four on the floor, there's no, like, you have to be used to be doing it in any rotation in any order, starting with whatever event. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might help a little bit being used to starting with vault, but I mean, you can't let it affect you too much if you're starting on a random rotation. And I think they've all been doing this for multiple years. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all professionals. They've started on not vault on, you know, multiple events, meets this season. So it's not something that's necessarily like completely unexpected for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there still is some comfort in it. So I think it will help a little bit, but not as much as some people think. But okay. I, at the same time, I've never competed, so I don't know if that's really the case. Right. Maybe it's awesome and they're like, sweet, I get to do it. But I mean,
right. I mean, look, it obviously didn't help Oklahoma, right?
So, yeah.
Even though they were, you know, just, you know, a lot of pressure on. And I just keep thinking about Oklahoma because I keep trying to think of what they could have done differently. Like, look, after you got your second fall, do you go check the table? Do you, you know, what can you do? Do you try to, like, play it safe? Like, hey, we need to get through this rotation. You know, we need, you know, but that's hard because, like, in gymnastics, you're trying to hit those you're trying to hit the stakes. Like, you know, sticking a 995 versus going for a 10, I don't know if there's a big difference, I guess.
I mean, they're all going to compete 10s no matter what. It's like, for a vault, you can't easily switch between the 9.95, like,
and that's,
you think of vault and 10.
Yeah, so that's one of those, like, I wonder if there's, coaching-wise, if there was something that could have been done. Because maybe that happens to, like, you know, I don't know. Like, if you have a bad rotation, if you're having a rough rotation, like, is there something you can do to change it? Or same thing that the Red Rocks did, like, maybe ease up a little bit if you can, or do you just go out there and just do your gymnastics, you know? Because I know that's what they're going to
say. I mean, what they should have done is, like, I'd assume that gymnasts who are at this point in their careers, who've been doing this for, like, 20 years, would be able to recognize that the vault table is low enough that it didn't feel weird, like, it didn't feel right. And if more than one of them did that, and more than one of them had an unexpected fall, you'd think somebody should be like, hey, wait a second, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Is it the vault table? Is it something else? Like, they needed to take a pause if it's something that they can do and be like, no, what's wrong? What's going on? Instead of just continuing to do it, you know?
Yeah, it was a shock. And you look, like, we were all shocked, and, like, I can only imagine, like, in the moment, like, oh my god, like, in hindsight, right? Like,
yeah,
oh, you know, but yeah, man, like, we were all just like, what is going? Because I'm in here, like, I have this little edit bay that I'm in. My anchor's out there, and you know, he has it on the background, but, you know, obviously we're in Utah, we're working a lot of hockey stuff right now. We're not even sure we're putting this on tonight because, you know, I mean, we didn't know this would happen, but also I'm like, oh my god, another fall. And then he's like, what's wrong with the beam? I'm like, I don't know. Like, this is so weird. So
everything is going bad.
Everything was just so weird. But, you know, but hey, you know what? Big ups to Utah. Like, just how excited, you know, how excited for them as a team. How excited for us as fans. Like, I don't know why I'm so shocked by how well this team is. Maybe just my own personal bias, how they were started the year. I thought, okay, you know, just it's going to be there. Maybe they missed the four on the floor for the first time in my career, fandom career. Again, they have a chance. Like, not just they're there, because, you know, they've had a couple of years where they've been in the four on the floor, but it would take a monumental lapse from the top team.
Yeah.
This is a year that it'd be nice if the other teams collapse, but they have a shot. They just have to go out there and, you know, they may not be the best team all season, but they just have to be the best on Saturday. So.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
And it is funny watching, like, you know, I know some people were like, oh, I'm so happy watching the Oklahoma fail lights or low lights. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch, like, I wasn't happy to watch the replays of the falls, But like seeing them in real time, like, oh, whoa, whoa, like this, man, the door's open. It's, so like not I'm not like super excited about the fall because I do feel bad for the athletes.
When I mean, I feel awful for the gymnasts, especially if it's not their fault, you know? And like, this is going to be their, they were going into this with expecting to, you know, be way ahead and expecting to be the runaway winners on Saturday. And so, I mean, it was, I'm sure, like, just awful for them, especially the seniors. So, like, I feel, I know, I feel really bad for them.
And yeah, like, that's the thing is that, like, you really don't want to watch a fall, but, you know, you kind of want, you kind of want to watch a wobble. like, can we just get a little wobble from you guys there? Like, can you guys score, like, this high 9-8 instead of a 9-9? That'd be great. So, so like it just, it was, and of course, like it was like really sad to kind of see. I mean, look, I again, they had to go, it wasn't even close. Like they put themselves so far behind that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, after bars, like, okay, it's open, like, okay, maybe they, you know, patched up what they needed to patch up and they can make a run. But that second, I mean, that first fall off being like, whoa, okay. Like, you know, we're down to, you have one mistake left. Like, you can't even get a 9-8 really right now. So you gotta get those 9-9s. And but good on Utah, good on Florida for really just you know, look, hey, I don't care how far they were ahead. I don't think either team was like, okay, we need to, like, we can take it easy because Oklahoma is so good. So
it's okay if we fall, but
So. Exciting, you know, be in front of your TVs, ABC, 1:30.
Yes, ABC, I think so.
See at 1:30. I mean, I know Greg Marsden was talking about, like, you know, they had 1 million viewers. Can they up that number this year?
Yes. Let's hope so.
I hope so. I mean, it is.
I mean, 1:30 in the afternoon is not a great time, but you know, at least it's on. I mean, we used to have it on like ESPNU, so it's great that it's actually on network TV and more people are going to be able to tune in. And I mean, we're seeing a ton of growth.
Yeah, there's a ton of growth in just women's sports overall. So especially, you know, this is an Olympic year, so you know, hopefully, you know, there's a lot of momentum going into it. Any other surprises? Like, see, I know that I think Haley Bryant won. Not Hallie Bryant, as SportsCenter called her. Haley Bryant.
Haley Bryant.
Yeah, I think she won the all around, and Jade Carey was very close. Jade Carey was very close.
Yep, only 0.0125. That's like one more.
That sucks. That's literally like one judge. You know, going from like a 9.5 to a 10, you know, like that's like it's one score difference essentially. So, you got to hear my tongue smack there. We got that. Any other thing that stood out from the meet to you? Just a positive, negatives, positives. I think we've covered Utah and what they need to do and how impressed we were.
Yeah, for one thing I want to say is Cal only got a 197.7125, which is like half a point lower than their NQS. So, and like I multiplied it, it's 0.225. No, it's 0.6275 points lower than their individual NQSs for each of their rotations or their apparatus. I don't know. So, I mean, they can do, you know, score in the 198.2s, 198.3s like they did at the regional final. But at the same time, I'm really worried about their postseason consistency still. Everybody is expecting them to be, like, you know, one of the top two. But I don't think you can necessarily say they're definitely going to be one of the top two. It is entirely possible that they need to end up in fourth.
And thankfully, ESPN was putting this on, not the Pac-12 championships, because then, you know, we actually got to see the routines as opposed to watching Oklahoma just all night long, like the Pac-12. Yeah. But we saw the Pac, you know, I guess I'm trying to make that joke because at the Pac-12 championship, you know, California, again, just that was one of their least consistent meets. So it can happen. And you know, we talked about Florida, how they had such a rough January, but then February picked it up. And then they had a, you know, kind of a rough championship, SEC championship. And LSU is LSU. But, you know, they're going to have a, they do have a tough road if you believe in their, you know, their order of routine.
I think LSU, it is their championship to lose.
So,
but I think they're significantly more beatable than Oklahoma.
So,
they could always have an off meet. I mean, it's happened. They didn't make nationals, I think, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. They didn't make at all, and they barely made it through a tiebreaker. So, I mean, they are beatable. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a fun meet, a lot more fun than we were all anticipating. Yeah,
yes, right.
Earlier today.
There's a lot of Oklahoma three-peat shirts that they're going to have to send to them, Uganda or something. So
There are going to be a lot of Oklahoma national championship fans.
Yeah.
Down there.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, they probably got tickets for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Fort Worth. I mean, it's close. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they're shocked and just, yeah, I wouldn't know what to do. But,
yeah.
So, I mean, there's a 1% chance that I can get my boss to send me to Fort Worth. And if we didn't have so much NHL talk this year, that, you know, maybe they would have done that. But, anyway, so.
They need all hands on deck to talk about something that is not actually anything yet.
You know, it's exciting news. But, yes. So the Red Rocks 130, ABC. You know, my hope is that they surprise me one more time. The collegiate quad taught them something. That all this, like, all this stuff, like the regional semifinal, all the stuff that they have to go through, you know, the beginning of the year, even the stuff in the offseason, maybe that did toughen them up. Maybe that has taught them some stuff of how to handle these situations.
Yep.
And
I mean, the regional final definitely showed them, you know, taught them how to handle this kind of situation.
Yeah. Like, the lights are going to be big, and they can't do what they did in the collegiate quad. But that team, I don't know if that team's there anymore. I think that team learned.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think so.
Maybe these challenges that the Red Rocks have faced this year have all led to something for Saturday. And I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see, teams of years past, I thought the Red Rocks were relying on just heavily talented gymnasts, you know, Crystal Issa, Abby Brenner, Sydney Solosky. Yeah. This year, like, they still have their very talented gymnasts. It's just not as stacked as they were in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
I wonder if this has given them a new level. And that'd be exciting. So,
yeah, it is exciting.
Brittany, you know, it's late. You should go to bed. Get the group chat going. I know that your parents, have your parents finished
watching? Yeah, they were like, let's watch. Why would you want to watch, like, is it Raising Sheldon or something like that? Why would you want to watch that instead of gymnastics? I would rather watch gymnastics commercials than whatever the Sheldon show is. But they wanted to watch that, so they didn't watch commercials. And then they, like, missed out on, like, Oklahoma Falling with everybody else. They got to be excited, like, 20 minutes later, which is not fun.
They're like, did you see it? Like, yes, Mom. I saw it 20 minutes ago.
I actually, like, called them, and I was like, did you see it? And they're like, no, we're not watching. So I had to pretend like nothing too exciting had happened. Oh,
like, okay, well, talk to you later. Big ol' stuff.
No, that sucks. Are you sure you want to, like, change it? Not to Sheldon, but,
Sheldon's raising some stuff right now, so we are.
Yeah.
We are in the middle. He's raising science right now.
Yeah.
I do enjoy young Sheldon, so.
Is that what it's called? Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon, yes. Raising Sheldon would be good, too. I think that's their next spinoff, so.
Yeah.
The Big Bang, a little off topic. I can't believe the Big Bang universe is going to spawn off two more sequels. I kind of needed a background show to put on. So probably 4 or 5 months ago, I threw that on. By like season like 6 or 7, I was like, this show's not great. Like,
it is not great.
This show is not like I like sitcoms. Like, I mean, you know, and I'm going to name some sitcoms that you guys, some people like, I liked Friends, Parks and Rec. Like, this was not nearly, I would not put this nearly on par, but they had like so many seasons. They had like 11. I was like, how are we in season 11 or whatever you guys are in right now? This is,
and it's just awful and it's not funny.
I was like, that's harsh. I think it's funny ish, but like, it's not. It's not highbrow humor.
It's stupid people think smart people are like.
It was like lowbrow humor, low hanging fruit, I should say. So
I loved the first season because it was like more like what smart people are like rather than what stupid people think smart people are like.
Yeah.
So, but then it just got worse.
So anyway, so but ironically, I believe actually I enjoyed Young Sheldon a lot more than I enjoyed Big Bang Theory. Not that I think it's an amazing sitcom or anything, but I think it's fairly good. But the fact that this Big Bang Theory universe is spawned off Young Sheldon and now another show, I'm like, wow, that's did not happen. Yeah, that is, you know. As the kids
I wouldn't have predicted that. Yeah. I do hear that Young Sheldon's pretty good, though. Yeah, so. I'm not going to watch it, but I heard.
From your parents?
I mean, it's good enough to be better than watching Oklahoma Fall 4 times. Right. Yeah.
Man, those falls. Like again, like you talked about, like you see the first fall from Oklahoma, and you're like, okay, they're Oklahoma. They'll just hit 995s on the next five, right? Yeah. Like that. Yeah. But I don't, you know, part of it felt like it was nerves, and part of it felt like just a technical problem. And that's you know, those combined make it really hard. And but the year of 2024, you know, we have an exciting national championship. Something that again at the beginning of the year, not many of us. We didn't think it was gonna we didn't think it was gonna happen, and here we are.
Yep.
So I mean, it's basically the same as. The Big Bang thing, Big Bang Theory having two spinoffs. That's how unlikely it was.
So. Perfect. That's
full circle.
Perfect segue. Yeah. Very nice.
Brittany, you know, is there anything else, Gymtronet wise, that you think we should talk about?
Not right now. No. Like maybe in like the postseason, I can come up with some other stuff that just you know. Yep. I mean, I could never stop talking about gymnastics. So, you know, I could do this forever. But for right now, for today's the purposes of the Nationals, that is all I have.
I'm going to try to clip some video of Utah clapping for Selena Harris so we can have that in GIF form.
For everybody. because Utah was so vile to all of their gymnasts, apparently, but actually not really. They're actually not terrible people. Weird.
This is the first time I've ever seen the yips at, you know, I know that Simone Biles had her twisties. This felt different than twisties. This is like a yips thing.
The twisties is like a physical thing rather than, well, it's a mental, but, you know, physical manifestation rather than messing up.
Like, rather than like, it felt like, you know, because I mean, the beam for Alabama felt like the yips. Like, oh my gosh, like this is just too much. I do want to say that it was nice to hear the gym to football translation. On the broadcast. I was like,
they actually had that on the broadcast?
Yeah, the announcer was like, he's like, oh, well, so after the first rotation, it felt like they were down by 3 touchdowns. They've scored a little more, but they're still down by about two touchdowns and a field goal now. And I go, I was like, Jeff and Matthew are going to love this.
I'm so disappointed I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved that.
I
tend to not listen to them between rotations. That's it.
There you go. That's why.
Yeah.
It was just on in the background, and right before the third rotation, they were talking about Oklahoma still behind, but like still behind by a lot. So.
Yeah,
I thought it was really cool. So I thought it was fun. But,
that is pretty cool.
You know, people are like it's just one of those like, oh, of course you watch. If you're watching gymnastics, of course you watch football. Like, I wonder if like someone who just watches gymnastics goes, what does that mean? 3 touchdowns. So
there are a lot of gymnastics fans who know very little about football. But apparently, I mean, there are a lot of like college gymnastics fans who aren't even from the U.S. and don't like know anything about American football culture.
Yeah.
And they're like the whole conference thing where like Washington is playing with Rutgers and Stanford's playing with Clemson. It's like, why?
Yeah.
And it's like, first of all, none of this makes sense. You just have to recognize that this is really stupid because of money. So, I mean, the gym to football translation only works for some gymnastics fans.
It's like for some reason we've all decided that football is the universal language. But I guess if you want to try to get a big fan base interested in gymnastics, that's a good choice there.
Yeah, like maybe I mean we could have Utah with the gym to hockey translation now.
You know, hockey is such a unique game. I don't know if you could do it because, you know, I tell people this all the time. Like hockey, I don't know if there's any league that's safe. You know, and I thought, I mean, like, you can be up 3-0 in a playoff series and lose. You can be up 4-0 with like 5 minutes left in the hockey match and lose. I've seen it. So So anyway.
Brittany, well, I know basically nothing about hockey. Well,
You know, here's the Adam Silver meme. But you're going to learn hockey, bud, or whatever it is.
Yeah, so. I'm going to have to now.
Yep.
To translate.
Well, thank you, Brittany, for staying up late. Get some rest. Yes. I mean, you know, get some rest for Saturday. Follow her on the Gymtronet at Fibby, F-I-B-B-Y, 1123. You can follow me at Hutran, that's H-U-U-T-R-E-N, Superman, on the Twitter as well. Very exciting, and hopefully next time we pod, we'll have some exciting. You know, it'll be a very exciting meet and some exciting news, and we're manifesting. Yes. We're manifesting a good meet. So,
yes,
all right.
I'm sending that out into the ethos or the atmosphere. Or whatever. Yes,
there we go. Thank you very much, folks, and we'll see you guys next time.